T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for Picks, brought to you by the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Cafe in Collier Township. Week 15 of the NFL season, arguably the biggest rivalry in college football. Potpourri of bowl games thrown in there as well. And, that's what we've got for you. Two guys that have really, it's been tough if you followed Picks this year to take our picks and do much with them. We haven't been bad enough where you go the opposite way.
No.
And we haven't been good enough where you just ride our picks and win.
Definitely not.
So we're pretty much like most of America, that it's a coin flip every time we pick one of these football games against the
spread. There's nothing happening like last year when I went literally 70% and could have cleaned up had I just been betting each one of my picks.
And now that you've started to bet,
of course,
it's gone the other way on you.
Yeah, for the season, I'm 60-58-2 pushes. You're 59-59-2. That's after a 5-3 week for me and a possibly catastrophic 2-6 week
for you. Yeah, it wasn't good.
So. No, it wasn't. It was actually terrible.
Ed Bouchette going to join us at 5. He'll pick Steelers-Bills for us. We start with a rivalry that is on the gridiron, but these two sides protect us and keep us safe. It is the big rivalry game from Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. Army versus a top 25 Navy team that is favored by -10.5. Chris, you have the honors because you stole the show last week. Where are you going with this one?
I feel like these games, without having actually looked them up, are closer more often than not. So even though Navy's clearly superior, I am going to go way against the grain, go with my gut, and say that it's at least a close game to the bitter end and that Army covers.
Why is that against the grain? I think like 70% of the action here at the Rivers is on Army.
Did you look that up?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm taking Army either way. 6 losses by single digits. They always play close games. They lost in double overtime to Michigan. Rivalry game here. They were supposed to be better than Navy this season. So I think it's a fourth quarter, one possession game. I'm going to take the Knights of Army +10.5. Now we move to games that won't happen for weeks, Chris. The bowl season.
Yeah, this is tough for me to deal with because then I got to remember the picks I made.
The Holiday Bowl is a top 25 matchup this year. It's number 22 USC against number 19 Iowa. The Hawkeyes are favored by -1.5. I'm going to take Kirk Ferentz's bunch here. They've beaten the teams they're supposed to beat on the schedule, and they've lost to the teams that have been better than them. You remember they beat Minnesota. That's their signature win.
Mm-hmm.
And USC, man, like, I'm going to have a hard time with these bowl picks taking any of these Pac-12 teams. So the line's so small, it's Iowa -1.5. I don't trust USC for a second in a spot like this. Iowa, fundamental team. They don't kill themselves. They'll beat an average USC team -1.5.
I agree with every word of that, so I'm going to fade it anyway. USC, +1.5.
Camping World Bowl down in Orlando, number 14 Notre Dame against Iowa State, and the Fighting Irish favored by 4.
Hate betting on Notre Dame, really ever, because I don't like them. Always root for Notre Dame to lose in bowl games, but I think they're going to win here and win by at least a touchdown, so I'll take
the Fighting
Irish. All
right, I'm going to go the other way there. Iowa State, well-coached, Campbell, Notre Dame, again, do they have a moment this year, a big win? Not really. They just got blown out by good teams when they ran into teams like Michigan this year, so I'm going to take the Cyclones in that spot. You know they'll be up for that game. They don't play Notre Dame that often. All right, this is a huge one, the Quick Lane Bowl, folks. Pitt against Eastern Michigan with the Panthers favored by 11 here. And I am absolutely taking Eastern Michigan. They actually want to be in this game. Their claim to fame this year is that they went to Illinois and beat the Fighting Illini outright, a team that's probably on par with Pitt. Who knows what kind of position or who knows how Pitt is going to feel when they wake up the day after Christmas in Detroit getting ready to play a 6-6 Eastern Michigan team. I think Eastern Michigan will want it more, and I think they keep it close for that reason. I'm going to take them plus 11.
You know what? I've done this twice now in the first four picks, which means maybe I'm on tilt here a little bit. But I generally agree with all of the logic that underpins that pick, but I'll still fade it and go with Pitt because I don't. It's a directional Michigan.
Yeah.
I can't pick them even with
the
points.
Big number, though, Chris.
I know. I can't even do that. They're a directional Michigan. You're supposed to play this team in week two and blow them out.
Yeah, and Pitt's also lost at home to teams like Bowling Green and
yes,
Akron over the years.
I am aware.
All right, tonight, the Jets at Ravens, a huge number. Baltimore favored by 16.5, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets plus the 16.5 here because I already picked them to win on the money line. So what did you think I was going to do?
Jets stopped the run, and Lamar Jackson's not 100%. Baltimore wins, but I don't think they cover a college football-like spread. Jets plus 16.5. Battle for the AFC South. The Texans are at the Titans. Tennessee favored by 3, and I'm going the other way here. Everybody loves Tennessee, and I'm big on them too. This is a game for all the marbles, really. The team that wins this game is going to be on the fast track to win the division. And in a situation like this, I know what Tannehill's done, how many points Tennessee. They've scored 40-plus, three out of their, like, last eight games. But I'm going to trust Deshaun Watson here. They beat New England 2 weeks ago. They laid a huge egg. And I think there's now value in Tennessee for that reason. I'm going to take Houston plus 3.
I'm going to take Tennessee minus the 3 because I think Ryan Tannehill, the numbers are he's played like the best quarterback in the league the last 6 weeks or so. Derrick Henry's been the best running back in the league in that same stretch. He's averaging like 7 yards a carry, basically, with Ryan Tannehill in as the starting quarterback.
But he's nicked up.
I don't care. He's a rolling ball of butcher knives anyway. Everybody's nicked up this time of year. The Texans can't stop a nosebleed. They couldn't keep Drew Locke contained. Ryan Tannehill playing the best football of his life is going to beat them.
Patriots at the Bengals. Spygate Bowl. New England minus 9.5.
I think Cincinnati covers here. I really do. I think there's some sort of hidden vigorish involved with the Patriots and this taping thing. I've seen some people say it's Belichick fabricating the whole, not fabricating the whole thing, but intentionally getting caught to try to galvanize his team. I just see no offense there whatsoever. I think the Patriots are going to win the game, but I don't think they're going to win by 9.5.
I think the Patriots let the Bengals hang around so they can say after the game, see, we didn't get much from those tapes. Belichick, 2 or 3 steps ahead. He'll make sure he wins, but he doesn't want to blow out the Bengals and make it obvious.
What do you think he is, God?
Pretty much. All right, Bills at Steelers. This is such a big game. So much on the line. Wild card implications like you can't believe. The Steelers, a 2-point favorite. And for months, I love the Steelers in this game, but I'm taking the Bills, Chris, plus 2. They're 5-1 on the road. The Steelers have lost to teams like the Bills all year. They have not been able to get by the great teams. They've beaten the bad teams and the average teams. Because of Buffalo's defense, I've actually come around to the idea that they are a pretty good team. They showed me a lot in that loss to Baltimore. They shut down Lamar Jackson. I think they win it 15-14 at Heinz Field Sunday night. Bills Mafia.
I'm going to fade you again because unlike you, I was actually all over this. I was all over Buffalo in this game for a long time. And it's more that the Steelers have now convinced me that maybe they're made of tougher stuff than I ever gave them credit for. Call it a penance pick after not believing them for so long and for divorcing them for the Browns. I'll take the Steelers to win this thing by at least a field goal.
There you have it. Chris Muller trying to pander to the audience and get back in the good graces of the Steelers fans. Very smart.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.